The Nome City Council wants to take advantage of natural gas in the Norton Sound. Facing high electric rates and unstable heating fuel prices, the council wants legislative support in renewing efforts to tap into gas 25 miles offshore from Nome. KNOM's Ben Matheson has the story.
The idea of Norton Sound gas is not new. During the Gold Rush days, prospectors found oil and gas east of Nome, and there have been reports of gas seepage going back to the mid-70s, with natural gas bubbling up south from Nome. In 1980, ARCO drilled wells and found gas 3,000 feet below the ocean floor. The federal government held a lease sale, and the Exxon Corporation drilled wells a couple years later. Their target, however, was oil, and the wells were plugged and abandoned. A member of the Nome Utility Board, Carl Emmons, has long pushed for the city to pursue offshore gas. At a meeting in November, he asked the council to take a close look at energy costs.
We don't need a handout from the state. We need a loan. Let's develop it. Let's get it going. It's the one thing that can keep people in rural Alaska is to bring down the cost of energy. It's the killer right now.
The city had previously asked the federal government about funding for offshore energy exploration. No Mayor Denise Michaels.
And basically they told us no, those studies usually are done by a business like a developer. They were never approached before by a city wanting to look at developing our own resources.
The city is now seeking funding for an employee or money to hire a firm to take the next steps in exploring the resource. Much of the scientific data is old, but there is one recent study that makes a case for developing local gas. The Minerals Management Service in 2005 came out with a report that said at least 18.2 billion cubic feet of natural gas is producible over 30 years. The city is hoping to begin with support from the state. And now, 5 weeks before the session begins, District 39 Representative Neil Foster is setting a game plan. He says the timing is good for rural energy projects as preliminary work continues on the $4.5 billion Susitna Dam project.
If we're doing something in the urban areas of Rail Belt primarily, which is what the Susitna Dam is going to do, then we need to be doing something equally for rural Alaska too, and certainly that's where it's needed the most. And so I think it's a great opportunity to put some money and some expertise towards looking for some possibilities in the Norton Sound area there.
Foster serves as co-chair of the House Special Committee on Energy, which held hearings last year with the State Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys. Foster says this year it's time to take the next steps in advancing local gas.
But now we're in a stage where we want to take action, and how are we going to get the ball rolling to find out where exactly potential sources are, and how could that be developed?
In addition to geologic work, the state could help with an economic study of developing Norton Sound gas. Representative Foster says any development requires a sound economic argument.
And when you look at, the relatively small amount that's in our area versus some of the other areas, certainly the Norton Sound did not rank at the bottom, but it wasn't at the top.
Mayor Michaels says Nome's customer base is small, but that does not prevent it from becoming an investment opportunity for the right company.
There are some really amazing companies out there, Statoil, Exxon. There might be smaller companies that they work with that would be interested in seeing if this local market could supply, the villages in the Bering Straits region. And so that's exactly what we need to do, is have someone look at those kind of studies.
Representative Foster says one way to counter the difficult economics is through incentives like tax credits for exploration work and a favorable production tax structure. The natural gas agenda for the upcoming legislative session is packed, with House Republicans pushing for an in-state gas line, the governor opening up to LNG export, and some lawmakers calling for legislation to scrap AGEA. The city of Nome is hoping that Norton Sound natural gas will receive some attention and support when the legislature meets in January. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.